person is not ready to accept Krishna's greatness.
Right.
Person is talented, but doesn't accept that my talent has come from Krishna. And should we speak about Krishna to them? And might it be also offensive to speak Krishna's glories to those who are faithless? Yeah, it's a valid question. One of the defining characteristics of Srila Prabhupada's approach to outreach was not focus on Krishna. Although society was international society for Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada focused on Atma Tattva. Prabhupada's focus was, who are you? And even when, if we see, Prabhupada would say, strongly discourage and disapprove sense gratification. But his focus was not that sense gratification is sinful. His focus was, that is not the way to real happiness. Because you are a spiritual being, so material things cannot give you happiness. So, although Prabhupada was giving the message of bhakti, his focus, at least in the initial stages, was not on Bhagavan. It was on Atma Tattva. Understanding who are you. So, you know, rather than, because yes, initially, especially in today's times, when there is at least in some parts of the world, in America and Europe increasingly, there is not just atheism, there is aggressive atheism. Where there are people who are aggressively campaigning against God. Of course, the God they are campaigning on is the Judeo-Christian God, which is significantly different from the Bhagavatam understanding of God. But still, the point is that speaking about God, Krishna's glories to new people can be counterproductive. So, you know, when we are preaching is basically like fighting a war. So, when you're fighting a war, we can't go with a stereotype plan. We have to find out which weapon will work where. So, for some people, it is if they already have piety and they already have some faith in God, then understanding how wonderful Krishna is, that can enhance their devotion. But if people are coming from a platform of skepticism or faithlessness, then making them simply ask the existential questions, who are you? So, atheism, what is its end result? Ultimately, within the atheistic worldview, the story of the universe is everything came from nothing, because of nothing. Isn't it? Originally there was nothing. Somehow from that nothing, something happened to that nothing because of nothing. And because of nothing happening to nothing because of something. I don't know if you understand it. Doesn't matter. Because of nothing happening to nothing because of something, everything came about. And not only did everything come about, everything came about in an orderly way. Now, science, if we see, is nothing more than a search for meaning. Newton saw the fruit falling. Now, he saw the fruit falling. Millions of people before him saw the fruit falling. They picked it up and ate it. Newton asked the question, why did this fall? Now, what does this question? Now, we may say, oh, he was so intelligent, he asked this question, why did the fruit fall? But actually, his question itself, the question itself, not the answer, the question, why did it fall, reflects an assumption that there is a reason why things happen. That there is some order in the universe which we can discover. So the question comes up, where does this order come from? Now, why should there be an order in the universe? Science discovers the laws of nature. But why are there laws in nature? Why does the, this is a little philosophical point, but if it is understood, it is a very convincing point. See, ultimately, if nature is just, as atheists like to say, stardust come alive. We are just stardust which has come alive somehow. So then why is the stardust which is floating around moving with such precision of mathematical order, F is equal to gm1 m2 upon r square? Why is there so much precision in nature? And further, if we see the maths is what, if we look again from a purely atheistic worldview, maths is just a conception in my brain. And what is a conception in my brain? My brain is simply made of neurochemicals. So a conception in my brain is simply the electrochemical state of the brain cells. So why does the electrochemical state of brain cells that are just stardust come alive, why does that correlate with the behavior of particles in the outer world? So why is there anything to make sense of? So atheists may say that your conception of God doesn't make sense. Religion, your rituals don't make sense. But then, within the atheistic worldview, nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense. Why should anything make sense at all? Why should we even try to make sense of anything? Still, atheists try to make sense of things. So the whole idea is a materialistic worldview means we are looking for small islets of meaning while drowning in an ocean of meaninglessness. Now, everything is meaningless, but within that, oh, E is equal to mc square. Everything is meaningless, within that, F is equal to gm1 m2 upon r square. Now, why do we look for meaning and small little droplets of meaning here and there, while overall, everything is ultimately meaningless? So, we look for meaning because there is a transcendental side to ourself, which is beyond the meaninglessness that characterizes matter. And that is the spiritual tattva, atma tattva. So, if we guide them philosophically, rather than directly speaking about the glories of God, Krishna, then they may be more inclined to accept things. And as far as the offense is concerned, in general, rather than worrying whether we are committing offenses, the important thing is whether we are helping people come close to Krishna. So, if we present things to people that they are not in a position to accept, then that in that way we are actually creating obstacles for their coming closer to Krishna. That is also an offense. So, if we find that some people are averse to hearing about Krishna's glories, we can speak of other things by which we can bring them closer to the message of Krishna Bhakti. And eventually, when they start understanding and appreciating that, then they will appreciate Krishna's glories also. So, we have to present things in a way that people are attracted, not alienated.